free to be you. By the grace of God, I am what I am. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10. In his book, Classic Christianity, Bob George provides us with the following critical distinction. Under the law, we become hypocrites. The word comes from the Greek theater. A hypocrite is not an imperfect person. A hypocrite is an actor, a pretender. What made the Pharisees hypocrites was not their faults. It was their pretense that they were righteous. It was teaching one thing and doing another. But that is what law will always produce. People who are always hiding their real selves, always acting, always pretending, and never being real. But what happens when we are set free by grace? One of the most common testimonies I hear is, "For the first time in my life, I am free to be just myself. I'm free to be me." The ultimate consequence of living under law is outright rebellion. When you give up because of the hopelessness of ever making it. Time and time again, I have seen these people who have been branded as rebels against God or backslidden Christians come out of their chairs in excitement and joy as they learn for the first time about the incredible grace, love, and acceptance of God in Christ Jesus. I've never heard anyone say, "I've had it. I'm sick to death of the love and grace of God. I'm giving up." No, I've never heard that. But I couldn't count the number of those I've known who have given up because of being under law, who have been broken by the crushing burden of trying to be good enough to earn God's acceptance, who have been mangled by the competition, the judging, and the demands to conform to some group's standards. We'll accept you if you look like, walk like, talk like, and act like us. And the implication is always, "And God will too." So what are we to do? Christ came to free us from the burden of the law by calling us to a life united with His. We are beloved, accepted children of God, who have been called to His banquet table to experience Jesus Christ living in and through us every day. Abundant life is not pie in the sky or nebulous theory. It is real, and it is ours for the taking if we will only believe. Let's not settle for anything less.